Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Come aboard to another edition. It's Calling All Sports, part of Sports Overnight America. Marty Terrell here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Sirius XM Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. On a busy Tuesday into a Wednesday, December 20th/21, 2022. And our crack producer, of course, Dominic Jimenez, as we take you up to the top of the next hour with a lot to get to in the world of sports. Check the headlines into the night, games in action. We'll give you scoreboard updates throughout the night as well, part of Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. And our high school spotlight, we're going to put it up front and center. You know, you can say what you want. You know, I'll save the little diatribe here for the open, but, you know, women's basketball, you know, with the WNBA and, of course, the Griner situation got a lot of attention. But, you know, you go right to the college hardwood, the pro WNBA hardwood. This women's basketball is really gaining some traction in the country. In the Midwest, you got great teams, Iowa, Iowa State. You've got, of course, South Carolina, what they've done down there. And, of course, Tennessee and UConn. And it's amazing, some of the talent. We're going to talk to one of the most heralded players in the country, and she is phenomenal. Her name is Audie Crooks from Bishop Garrigan in little tiny Algona, Northern Iowa. Algona, Iowa, not far from the Minnesota border, and away we go. One loss for that team this year to Hopkins, Minnesota, and Minneapolis, a very high-profile school there, so we'll get into that. But, you know, NFL Week 16, we'll delve into that in the second half hour of the show tonight. We will get into that. Of course, National Signing Day comes up tomorrow, the early window of national signing. We'll get into that as well, too. Of course, Deion Sanders making some news, Saban making news. You know, a lot of these schools, and of course, with the transfer portal, and you've got the, you know, name, image, likeness, it's a three-ring circus, and we're going to have some news on that in the days and weeks ahead. We'll come back on the other side. Of course, Thursday night, we'll kick off NFL Week 16, a decent game, Jacksonville at the Jets at MetLife in the Meadowlands. We look forward to that. 800-878-PLAY, 800-878-7529. I'm Marty Terrell. It's Calling All Sports, our high school spotlight, presented by Randy Byrne and Vanguard Utility Partners. We'll get that teed up and ready to go in a moment.
I wanted to know why some people who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Guys, are you getting up multiple times a night to use the bathroom? As we get older, so do our prostates, and that can mean urinary problems that affect our sleep and quality of life. Life is better outside the bathroom. Real Health's Prostate Complete can help you relieve those annoying and painful prostate symptoms. Available at Walmart or visit realhealth.com for more information and to order yours today. Try it risk-free with our 120-day money-back guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease.
All right, we're talking the world of sports here. It's Calling All Sports, Sports Byline Broadcast, Sirius XM, and of course, around the across the country and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. I'm Marty Terrell. Lots to get to, of course. There's major news coming out of Augusta and the Masters. The LIV golfers will be able to play in 2023, at least for 2023, perhaps beyond. Fred Ridley, the chairman at Augusta National, had a very awkward statement for, Tony Old Stuffy Augusta, the National. It's just an awkward statement. So, well, maybe a little time. If not, you know what, we'll effort that Thursday or Friday as we head into a big holiday weekend. All right, his name is Brandon Schwab. You know, we pump up the women's basketball. You know, here in the Midwest, we got Ioka Lee at Kansas State, All-American first team, Caitlin Clark, Iowa, Ashley Jones, Iowa State, Haley Jones, Stanford, Alaya Boston, South Carolina for Don Staley. Women's basketball in this country is huge. Of course, you got the UConn situation as well. Tennessee's always been a powerhouse. But Brandon Schwab is a high school basketball coach. He's got one of the best players, man. This gal, Audie Crooks. We're going to talk to Audie in a moment. But Brandon Schwab, a 20-year veteran, 13 years at the helm of the Lady Golden Bears. Our friends out in California will like the Golden Bears from our base in the Bay Area. But he's done a great job at Roman Catholic private school up there, Bishop Garrigan. And Brandon Schwab is going to jump on the program. Brandon, Marty Terrell, thanks for popping on Calling All Sports here on Sports Byline. How are you?
Hey, thanks a lot for having me.
Well, I appreciate it, Coach. You just heard some of the names I uttered out there. What is it with the Midwest and these high school programs? I mean, Minnesota, Iowa, Kansas, Illinois. These high schools, yourself included, are pumping out talent. Did you see this coming on like this, Brandon? Did you see a trend developing?
You know, women's basketball has changed a lot, and a lot of girls put a lot of time into the AAU circuit and put a lot of time into their games, and we're lucky to be in a state of Iowa that really pumps out a lot of good basketball in our state. If you look at the names throughout the country playing college basketball, we've got a lot of good teams and players in the state of Iowa.
Yeah. Hey, Brandon, I digress. Of course, we had the Brittany Griner situation. How did your young girls up in Algona, Iowa, at Bishop Garrigan, did they talk outwardly and openly about the Griner situation? You know, very political, but there was also perhaps a teaching moment about what you put in your bags going through the airport. How did you process that with your ball club, Coach?
you know, we really never touched on it much. You know, I mean, we were just focused on our team and basketball and trying to get ourselves better. We never even talked about it as a team, and we just worry about getting our team better.
Good job. That's a way to approach it. So there you go. All right. Tell us about your team, and tell us in particular about the gal we're going to talk to here in a couple of moments. Coach, I talked to one of your opposing coaches, Noel McLaughlin, across the way at Algona High, and he said, look, Marty, she scored 35 against us Saturday, and she didn't break a sweat. He said, Audie Crooks is the real deal. I mean, she is the real deal. Coach, tell us about her in particular in your ball club, 8-1, your lone loss to Hopkins up in Minneapolis to start the year. Tell us about Audie Crooks and how special a talent she is.
You know, she's been a part of her. She's a senior now, and been a part of our program for 4 years. And you know, we were fortunate enough last year to win a state championship, and returning a good amount of players this year. You know, Audie's a special talent on our team, and somebody that has worked extremely hard to get where she's at. And I'm really happy she's on my team, not the one I've got to go against.
Very good. Brandon Schwab, head coach Bishop Garrigan, the Lady Golden Bears. Coach, how would you describe her to someone out there in radio land across the country, our servicemen and women at sea and in naval bases and Air Force and Army bases around the country are listening about Algona, Iowa, Bishop Garrigan, a name you can't forget once you hear it once, Audie Crooks. How would you describe her game? How would you describe her as a person before we talk to her?
You know, an athletic post player that has got extremely soft hands that finishes around the rim at an 80% clip. You know, she's a team captain, a team leader for us, and does a lot of things for us on and off the floor.
Coach, she's got as velvety a soft touch as I've seen. There's a video that's really all over the internet, and of course they edit it all together. Coach, I haven't seen she has got a beautiful shot. I mean, velvety. It's velvety the way she shoots. What do you think?
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, spends a lot of time working on it, and you know, got a great shot, very great finish around the rim, and you know, hits the glass extremely hard on the offensive end. So, you know, a lot of pieces together that makes her and our team go for sure.
All right. Well, if you wouldn't mind, hand her the phone. Then I got a few more questions for you on the backside, if that's okay, Coach. Okay.
Yep. Here's Audie.
All right, Audie Crooks. I'm excited about this. Hey, Audie. My name is Marty Terrell. You're on Sirius XM. You're being heard worldwide on the American Forces Radio Network. I know you play for Bishop Garrigan. You're playing tonight against North Iowa and Buffalo Center. But I want to congratulate you and your family. You're going to Iowa State. You're staying home. There was a fierce recruiting battle for you. Thanks for coming on. Congratulations, Audie. Thanks for coming on the program. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much.
Well, we love giving you the exposure because you've done great. Hey, you know what Coach told me about you real quick? I was worried about, you know, most high school kids. I said, you know, she's, you know, I'm only going to ask her a couple questions. She said, Marty, once you ask her a question, she won't stop talking. What do you say to that?
Oh, my gosh. He is full of it. That is just wild. Oh, my gosh.
Hey, Audie, tell us about your life. Tell us about, you know, how you got to where you are. And then ultimately tell us why Iowa State and who else was offering. I know a lot of the big guns were looking for you.
Well, I guess my interest in basketball really started when I was young. Both my mom and my dad played, and they were both decent players in high school. And my dad played a little bit at Mankato State in college. And so just growing up, I always heard about, you know, how great they were. And even going to games, you know, in junior high, I would see my mom's picture up on the board and just thought, man, like, I want to be like her. I want to be good. And so the recruiting process, man, that was a wild ride, but it was fun and I enjoyed it and I'm happy to be a Cyclone. Yeah, I had a lot of other looks from really great schools, really great programs, but I guess what ultimately drove me to pick Iowa State was just the way that they made me feel like family. You know, day one, they welcomed me and my mother in, gave us hugs, great big smiles, and just like treated us with the utmost respect, and I could tell that they really cared about me as a person as opposed to just what I can do for them and their program as a player. So I would say a huge part of why I chose Iowa State was the atmosphere and the way that I was welcomed in and that they treated me and my family.
How do you become a beloved figure here in Iowa in the Midwest? We're so proud of you statewide and how good you're doing and how well you're doing, how you handle yourself. Beautifully spoken, eloquent. You know, I'm going to take umbrage with your name, though. Someone said, you know, she may be an Audi, but she plays like a Mercedes, and she can actually play like a Lamborghini. You're sick of the car jokes, aren't you there, Audi?
Yes, absolutely. I'm so sick of the car jokes.
Hey, listen, what's it going to mean? You know, obviously Bill Fennelly, Iowa State. Was anybody else really close, or was Iowa State head and shoulders? And I know you know Caitlin Clark and – You know Ashley Jones, and you know there's some really good tradition for you to play into here in the state of Iowa, of course, with Ames, Iowa, and Iowa State. But who else was really in on you, and how close were you to leaving the state?
Iowa was pretty hard on my trail. I also talked to Wisconsin quite a bit, as well as Michigan State and Maryland and a few others. And yes, you know, I feel like honestly I was blessed with so many great opportunities that I really couldn't make a wrong move. And I don't know, I just knew from day one, you know, Iowa State was one of the first places that I ever visited. And I just got like a warm, fuzzy feeling when I was on campus. And then when I went to visit these other places, absolutely the coaches were nice. Yes, they have great facilities, but I just didn't feel like I was at home. And so that's why I think I chose to go to Iowa State.
Audie, we're coming up in January. We're going to do a live show. I haven't talked to the AD or coach, but we're coming up to see you in person. I'll see you in January. Merry Christmas. Tell coach we ran out of time. He was right. You could talk you could talk forever. We love you. Good job.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
We love
Merry Christmas.
Take care. The amazing Audie Crooks there from Bishop Garrigan High School in Algona, Iowa. Fantastic job out of her. We appreciate it. And they got a game tonight. We look forward to it. She's going to put up 35 or 40 like it's nobody's business. I'm Marty Terrell. That's our prep report brought to you by Randy Byrne and Vanguard Utility Partners. Thank you. God bless them. Seven state region. We're coming right back here on Sports Byline Broadcast.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp now for free information on how to get started today. InventHelp provides invention services that help everyday inventors get started with their idea. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. Our services include professional materials needed to showcase your invention and 3D animation and prototype modeling that help you demonstrate your idea. Get down to the details of your idea with a technical drawing. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Take advantage of the opportunity to get started today.
Call 1-800-356-7308. That's 1-800-356-7308. Again, 1-800-356-7308.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Talking a little sports here on Sports Byline Broadcast. Marty Terrell, 800-878-PLAY. 800-878-7529 is the two-way sports conversation telephone number. We're going to look at the NFL, in particular, Week 16. Look, the Packers, we'll give you a quick hit on that. Look, they're alive, but they got like a 12% chance. I mean, they're not going to get to the postseason. And I'm hoping they don't, because if they do, it means they're going to have to beat the Lions, and I'll be honest, I'm being a front runner. I'm all over this Detroit story. I can't get enough of the Detroit Lions and Dan Campbell. It's just a phenomenal story. So obviously we got a flip-flop weekend. Saturday is going to feel like a Sunday. Sunday Christmas is going to feel like a Saturday. It's going to be real goofy. But let's get to Saturday, Week 16. And again, Thursday night, Jacksonville, slim playoff hopes still alive. Jets pretty much in trouble now with the loss to Detroit on Sunday. So, the winner there obviously is going to live to play Week 17. The loser is going to be out. It's as simple as that. So that's a play-in game. So, and my feeling is anytime you got a play-in game, whether it's a Thursday night Amazon Prime game, NFL Network on stat, whatever it is, if you're playing a game, an elimination game, in my book, you get 5 stars. I mean, that's a 5-star game, whether you like it or not. I mean, is it in the true essence of appointment television? Probably not. But if you're a true sports fan and you got Trevor Lawrence, you got Wilson, you got that whole, and now maybe Mike White comes back for the Jets. We'll have to wait and see. But that game, all right, you want to downgrade it to 4 stars. I'm watching that game on Thursday night as we head towards the Christmas weekend. No question about that. All right, Saints, Browns, let's take a pass. Falcons, Ravens, obviously a spot where the Ravens don't want to get caught napping, so they want to take care of business at home, but they're better than a touchdown favorite. So Ravens, Falcons, not a lot of juice there. Now we take you live to Foxborough, Massachusetts, Gillette Stadium, Patriots, Bengals. What's fascinating about this matchup, other than it's Burrow, Mac Jones, Super Bowl team from a year ago, the Rams exiting stage right weeks ago and last night made it official, they're gone. Bengals, Patriots, fascinating to see how do the Patriots respond? We could do a whole hour on just how are the Patriots going to respond. Are they going to come out loose? I would think they're going to be so buttoned up. The Patriots are going to come out of that tunnel at Gillette on Sunday. I think they have a chance to be very tight. I could see this being a self-fulfilling prophecy. I could see the Patriots laying a major. And I'll go on record right now, record this. I'll go on record saying right now, I think the Patriots could absolutely lay a major egg on Sunday. And now the other flip side, and I'm going to play both ends against the middle, maybe they come out and respond and they're just all business and they just steamroll Cincinnati. I don't think you're going to see something in between where you're going to see a mediocre game. And even though their style of play in the post-Brady era continues was kind of a conservative, kind of a applauding style of football that we see out of the Patriots right now, I think they're going to either get mopped up on the field on Saturday in Gillette, or they're going to come out and steamroll Cincinnati. It'll be one or the other. It'll be a wide, wide pendulum swing with the New England Patriots. But just trying to sit there and analyze and kind of forecast that game on Sunday or Saturday, It's a head scratcher. You just don't know. So we'll see. Bengals-Patriots certainly is going to be a huge spot. Patriots obviously have to have it. Cincinnati obviously heading down the stretch. They want to stay healthy. You know, they don't come out and kill themselves on Saturday, but they still, this has a little bit of a, this is, you know what this game is for Cincinnati? This could be a first-round playoff game for them, even if they get the bye, and they're not going to get the bye. So they're going to play a first-round game. So this is a nice little dress rehearsal for the postseason against a team with some, you know, with some cachet, with a little bit of, you know, a little ilk. So we'll see how the Bengals respond and how the Patriots in kind respond as well Sunday. That'll be a 1 East, 12 noon kick, 10 o'clock in the morning on the West Coast. All right, Bills, Bears. You know, I can't get too pumped up about this game. It's in Chicago. You know, Buffalo is, you know, hands down in the East, so they're in great shape. I could see them just kind of going on a little bit of a procedural performance, go on a business trip to Chicago, get Allen's out there for three quarters. You know, they get a nice 34-10, you know, 34-13 lead, and you know what? They sit them down, hit the backup, and get the bus warmed up to head back to Buffalo. So not a big deal there. Giants-Vikings, huge. I mean, just this game is huge. Again, this is a potential playoff game. This has the same feel to it. The Vikings-Giants is the Bengals-Patriots. These are two peas in a pod. U.S. Bank Stadium, they're still going cuckoo after last Saturday with that nuttiness, down 33-0. You come out and outscore them 36-3. I mean, you can't even you just can't even make it up. And so we'll see. Cousins has got it going. Jefferson, you know, they get that offense cranked up. Their defense needs to shore themselves up here. Listen, opposing defensive coordinators are having a field day licking their chops saying they want to crack at the Vikings in the postseason. The Vikings are good. The Vikings are excellent. They're an excellent football team. Defensively, they got all sorts of holes. So they need to really tidy things up on the defensive side. This would be a very good opportunity for the Vikings to take a huge, huge long stride forward towards postseason and getting defense and, by the way, special teams shored up in the Twin Cities. Lions, Panthers, don't have to tell you how big this is. Now, look, Carolina's playing out the string. You know, they're already moving in to next year mode. You know, Rule's gone. Baker Mayfield's gone. Who knows? Does anybody care? McCaffrey's gone. Lions come into town. Panthers, I think, will show a little bit of – they're going to show a little bit of moxie. Carolina's playing for pride, so maybe the Panthers come in with a little chip on their shoulder saying, we'll show you, Detroit, Dan Campbell with a little swagger arriving in Charlotte. Can't wait to see how this one unfolds. And what I suspect here and what I really feel is Campbell's going to break this team down. Look, we're hot. We're doing a great job, but you know what, you guys? Stop reading your clippings. Stop listening to what they're saying about you, Boomer Esiason and Cower and, you know, Phil Sims, everybody, you know, blowing sunshine your way. Nate Burleson, you know, they're blowing you guys up on CBS. How about we go out and play and really go on a business trip, go into Charlotte, and let's get out of there, not only with a win, but let's really throw a salvo. A real loud salvo, because then we got the Bears and the Packers in our own division, and if we can win out, holy smokes, we put together a record-setting winning streak insofar as the franchise is concerned, and the Lions could punch their postseason ticket. So that's going to be really, really fun to watch. So Lions, Panthers. You know, you can't go five stars, but, man, that's a four-and-a-half-star game. Looking forward to it. All right, Seahawks, Chiefs. You know what? This is interesting because the desperate team is Seattle. You know, I mean, Russell Wilson's been a disaster. The season, the wheels have come off. They did not show up at home against San Francisco. Purdy came in and picked them apart. They didn't tackle. The game plan looked really, really predictable and stale. You know, sometimes you get lulled into a false sense of, you know, draw a line through this game. Kansas City has struggled against two weaklings the last couple of weeks. The big thing is they found a way to win them both. Here come the Seahawks. I look for Kansas City to probably get smacked in the mouth early in this game, But like a big prize fighter and a big heavyweight fighter that they are, I think they retaliate to a crack in the jaw, kind of big dose of smelling salts. They wake up and they salt away the Seahawks. So I like the Chiefs probably in convincing fashion. And then Texans, Titans, I'll take a pass. Commanders, 49ers. Now we're in the 405 East window on Saturday. Come on. Commanders, Niners. I mean, this game, I mean, you have to go back to the 70s, 80s when the Washington, the old Redskins and 49ers played a game. This is a huge football game. You know, if the Commanders lose, they're taking a huge, they're getting a body blow to their playoff hopes. Can't wait to see this one. Commanders, Niners, 405 East window out in Santa Clara. And then, of course, this is going to just look at the nighttime window. You've got the Eagles, Cowboys. That's the 425 East. That'll take you into nightfall on Saturday night. Eagles, Cowboys. I mean, come on. Cowboys have been playing with fire. I'm not a believer. I'm not a believer. If they find their way to the Super Bowl in Arizona, God bless them. I do not see it. Raiders, Steelers, look forward to that. You know, listen, both of them still in play a little bit. So that'll keep our interest, and then we get into the triple header on Christmas Day. We'll get into that, plus a lot of NBA, which is really the unofficial start of the NBA season is really Christmas Day in America. The season started back in late October, early November, but it's really Christmas Day where we start to get NBA national pub. We come back on the other side, 800-878-PLAY, 800-878-7529. I'm Marty Terrell, Sports Byline Broadcast, SiriusXM. And across the country and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're coming right back here on Sports Byline Broadcast. It's Calling All Sports.
You've been putting back a few. And a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think of calling for a ride, but nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that could happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone. The results of driving drunk are tragic. That's why law enforcement is out there looking for impaired drivers to save lives. So if you think you're okay to drive after a few drinks, think again. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a Pack Rat. Join the Pack Rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, Pack Rats.
Call 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. That's 800-569-7208.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-761-9334. 800-761-9334. 800-761-9334. That's 800-761-9334.
Dancing crew, trip for two, nail the final interview. Game with Doug, brand new mug. Come here, kid. Give me a hug.
The more you want to do, the more we want to do. New COVID-19 boosters designed for recent Omicron variants are now available. Learn about eligibility and schedule a free updated booster today at vaccines.gov. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Little Brian Ferry and Roxy Music here to kick us off in our final large segment for the top of the hour. We'll tube talk and see what you're streaming about, seeing what you're screaming about in the world of sports at 800-878-PLAY, 800-878-7529. All right, so we looked at the Thursday-Saturday portion of Week 16 in the NFL. We get to Christmas morning, and you got Packers-Dolphins in Miami. Obviously a huge game for both. Packers, of course, winners on Monday night. Just a painful game. I mean, just – I'll be honest with you. I didn't see a play of it, but I listened to it. I listened to Kevin Harlan on the radio cast, and it's just it's just a brutal game. So Packers-Dolphins on Christmas at 1. That's in the 1 o'clock early window. Then that tweener game in the middle, Broncos-Rams. I mean, is there a worse game? And it goes to show you how this season has played out. I mean – when we told you Broncos-Rams back in April when the schedule came out, it's another one we said, man, you know, the Broncos are going to be breathing fire down the neck of the Chiefs in the AFC West, Rams defending Super Bowl champions. I mean, this is just – I mean, honestly, I'm over on the NBA. I can't watch Broncos-Rams. I mean, I can't watch it. I mean, you've got the Bucks-Celtics at 5 o'clock Eastern. So 4:30, the football game kicks off. 5 o'clock, I got Bucks Celtics. I mean, what do you think? And you know, the Celtics are farting around right now, losing a home and home to, or not even they lost two, not a home and home, like one in Orlando, one in Boston. They lost both Friday, Sunday last week against the godforsaken Orlando Magic. What a train wreck! And then you got Buccaneers Cardinals, and you know that game is just, you know, the Cardinals are done. You know, the Buccaneers are getting in, folks, but they're going to be so one and done. They're going to be one and slaughtered. They're going to probably play Dallas. They're going to get killed. You know, Brady just, he wears me out. I can't talk about it anymore. You know, if you think about Brady this year, think about this. Here's a guy who's been in the league, what, 21, 22 years. It hasn't been about football this year for Brady. It was the marital stuff, and then it's just how bad they've been. I mean, the bad has been obviously the divorce, the impending divorce, and, of course, the performance on the field. But it hasn't been X's and O's about Brady. It's been all this drama and stuff. Just an ugly, think about the legacy, which is, you know what, I think more because of the way things unfolded, I don't think Brady wants to go out and cap this legendary career with divorce and a sub-500 regular season, win the division and get throttled, you know, 41-10 to the Cowboys in the wild card round. So I think Brady's going to seek a new, he's going to change a venue, be at South Beach with the Dolphins, not going to the Patriots. Does he go West Coast, San Francisco? I don't think so. Hey, listen, you know, this Brady to San Francisco talk is an affront not only to Garoppolo, it's an affront to Lynch, the GM out there, the coach. Who needs Brady? I mean, listen, I mean, enough already. They don't need Tom Brady in San Francisco. Now, you're going to laugh when I say, who needs Tom Brady when you got Brock Purdy? But, I mean, come on. I mean, this isn't, you know, he's the GOAT, the greatest of all time. But let me ask you something. Is he the GOAT in his current this current rendition of the Brady on the field performance? No, you're not getting, this isn't Tom Brady from 10 years ago. This isn't Brady from 3 or 4 years ago, even 3 years ago when they won the championship. This isn't the same Tom Brady. So we need to knock off the nonsense. If you think about it, you know, and I think it's an affront to the 49er organization to have everybody talking about, you know, the craziness of, you know, Brady's bad year, and you know he needs to cap his career in a positive way. I get that, but at age 45, 46 years old, enough's enough already. And for him to have his name floated out there, now in his defense, he's not the one floating out the Niners. This is the media, and this is, you know, it's not like the Brady camp is leaking this stuff out. It's not happening. So I'll give Brady credit for that. He's just going about business. He's keeping his domestic affairs under, under lock and seal. He's dealing with the Giselle and the kids stuff, which is, he needs that space. He needs that privacy. I get that. At the same time, I also get the idea that he does not want to end a career the way he's going out right now, because this is one of the worst exits ever. I mean, Jerry Rice hung around too long. Even Montana hung around too long. I get it. Guys, they want that routine. I don't care what you do for a living. Retirement sometimes serves up a pretty nasty reality check for people. They don't have a purpose in life. They get up in the morning and they walk around the house and, they do this and they may do a little of that and they tinker with this, tinker with that, and then they're taking a nap. And then they're waking up at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and then they're tinkering in the cellar, and they're walking around, and they may go work out, and then they come back five, rinse and repeat, do it again. After a while, people get cuckoo doing this stuff. Instead, the routine used to be get up, go in for training, go in for team meals, go into film study, go to practice, get ready for the game, be it on a Thursday or a Saturday or a Sunday, whether it's college or pro. You've been doing this for 3 or 4 decades. And all of a sudden the music stops and, you're playing musical career chairs and there's no chair left for you to sit in. Brady's probably going to have one more year and then it's going to be enough's enough and the music's going to stop. And then Brady's got the benefit of a 10-year contract from Fox Television Sports. Okay. He's got 10 years and 375 million reasons to show up on Sunday. He's going to have the same routine. So don't worry about Brady. Brady's going to be showing up at stadiums. Brady's going to be still watching film to get ready for the broadcast. Brady's still going to be, doing a lot of speaking, not only on television, but doing a lot of media appearances. Who knows? Next thing you're going to see LeBron and Brady and all these, four-headed monsters pool their resources and get into film productions and documentaries and movies and TV specials. I mean, the Brady brand has got a long, long way to go. That's once in a lifetime, folks. A handful of guys get that opportunity. A handful. So don't be no crying over any spilt milk from the Tom Brady camp. He's had and well earned. I mean, he worked his tail off, and he's got what he's got because he put the time and he put the effort, and he had the God-given talent. So praise God for that, because Brady's had an idyllic life. Now, has it been without issues? No. I mean, he's going through a messy situation right now. And, there's a lot of people out there, a lot of Brady haters that are saying, well, good. I had a wise person say to me one time, when something bad happens to you, remember these words. 95% of the people don't care, and the other 5% are glad it's happening to you. And I believe that, man. I was told that, in the last couple of years. Just remember, 95% of the people do not care. They care about their own life. The other 5%, they're saying misery loves company. I'm in the fellowship of the miserable, so why don't you join me? So they're glad it happened to you. And that's a truism as far as I can see. All right, so that's the calendar. Then we get to the NBA, and I call it opening night in the NBA, opening day, Christmas Day. Because the average NBA fan, they've been I've been watching NBA basketball since preseason, for crying out loud. But most people are just, this is their first indoctrination to the NBA. Oh, the new season's here, Christmas Day. The kids opened up the gifts. The football's on, but we also got 5 NBA games. Knicks, 76ers, Madison Square Garden on Christmas Day at noon East. Sign me up. I'll be ducking into that if that early game between Green Bay and Miami's a dog on Christmas Day. Then you got Lakers, Mavericks, Bucks, Celtics, you got Memphis, Golden State, no Curry, Suns, Nuggets will drop the curtain on Christmas night. That is a fabulous, fabulous weekend of sports, and that's what we got to look forward to. Now, the other thing I'll do here as we go into Sports Overnight America is telling you weather is going to be a big issue in this country. And I know that we, sometimes get into pop culture and we get into newsy stuff. And I just tell you, folks, if you're traveling, look out. Airport delays are going to be unbelievable. The number of flight cancellations you're going to see, Chicago, Atlanta, Dallas-Fort Worth, Twin Cities, Boston, New York, Philly. If you just look at the weather and these connecting ports, like the major, your major connecting You know, you make connections through Denver, you make connections through Chicago, you make connections through Dallas, you make connections through Atlanta, Charlotte. It's a mess. Detroit. So as we get ready to head towards this long holiday weekend, and of course Monday, the day after, is a holiday. I mean, Christmas falls on Sunday, but Monday falls into the holidays. The banks are closed. There's no mail. Stock market closed, all that stuff. We are going to have a really, really tumultuous, I hate to say this because it's just a beautiful holiday. It's a beautiful holiday. And it's going to be bumpy. So if you're traveling, man, oh, man, just allow yourself extra time and de-stress before you get stressed. Or, you know, just I really do. I think people, you can adopt a stance that, look, we know we're going to get delayed, and go in with the idea, maybe create, without getting yourself all wound up, you know, maybe create a quasi worst case scenario and get to that airport or train station or hotel or whatever you're doing, even on the roads with weather. Man, oh, man, just take a chill and just realize life is short. You know, you're going to see loved ones or you're taking loved ones somewhere. It's going to be a wild, very, very, I think, a very taxing holiday week. It's taxing if everything's perfect. It's a stressful weekend. Now you throw this, you know, this other stuff on top of it, it makes for a very tough time. So that being said, you know, Merry Christmas. As we work into the rest of the week, we're going to be talking about the holidays, and we'll keep you updated. We might even get a few weather guys on. I always love doing that, putting weather guys on and have them doing a forecast and kind of map out, maybe talk to some airline officials and stuff like that. So we're going to be full service here for the next 3 days here on Sports Overnight America and calling all sports here on Sports Byline Broadcast. All right, when we come back, we'll look ahead to the night, what is streaming, what's going on in the world of sports. We will get into that. You know, tonight's kind of a night where you kind of catch your breath. You really do. Tuesday night, you know, I mean, you got a double dip on TNT, and we'll look at that. It's not great, though. You know, and then the bowl games. Look, I haven't watched one bowl game yet. I can't get into it yet. I mean, seriously, today's December 20th. Wake up tomorrow. Part of the show is heard on Wednesday, the 21st of December. I can't, you know, get me through Christmas. Get me through the NFL. I'll wake up, you know, between December 27th and the end of the bowl season, I'm on board. I can't watch a mayonnaise bowl. I can't watch the Vegas Bowl. I'm not into the Meineke car care. Wake me up when you get to Music City. You get to Nashville, you know, some of the other bowl. I know the Bluefield, you know, the up in Boise, old Red Fred out in Boston or the New England area today calling, looking at the Bluefield. What are you watching that game for? It's on ESPN. That's why I'm watching the Bluefield game. But, you know, it's bowl season when you see the Bluefield in Boise, right? All right, we come back. We are presented by our good friend Randy Byrne. I want to thank him for the high school profile tonight. Audie Crooks, an outstanding young lady from Algona, Iowa, going to Iowa State, but all the biggies were in on her. Audie Crooks, presented by Vanguard Utility Partners. We're coming back here on Sports Byline Broadcast, Sirius XM. We're also heard worldwide on the American Forces Radio Network. We're coming back here, Sports Byline Broadcast, into Sports Overnight America. Keep it right here. We're coming right back.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-514-0521. 800-514-0521. That's 800-514-0521.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
All right, we'll quickly go through it tonight. You got Golden State, Knicks, 7:30 East. That game, we'll keep you the scoreboard updated throughout the night, Sports Overnight America. Grizzlies, Nuggets, late. That'll be 10 East, so 7 on the West Coast. We look forward to it. Masters, Fred Ridley, chairman of Augusta National today, announced that the LIV golfers from the Saudi Arabian Tour will be allowed to partake. If they qualify, they're in the Masters 2023 at Augusta National. Looking forward to that, obviously. Yeah, listen, LIV Golf is here to stay. Look, they got an endless supply of money. They're not going away. And I love Jay Monahan, the PGA Tour commissioner. I think he is a wonderfully young, bright, insightful, discerning, honorable, ethical. He's a great commissioner, a wonderful successor to Tim Fincham. Jay's in a tight spot here. He just is. He's going up, you know, he's going to, and granted, the PGA Tour's got money too, but they're going up against bazookas with, relatively speaking, squirt guns. So it's a tough one. And you know what they say? If you have a problem and money can solve the problem and you have the money, you don't have a problem. And that's what LIV Golf is going to do. They're going to buy their way out of each and every problem, every conundrum that they face along the way. LIV Golf. I mean, they just added three more venues in the United States. They're going to be a global presence. They're going to be a hybrid. They're going to be a combination of the PGA and the European Tour, and we're going to just have to watch this go. I think ultimately you're going to see some consolidation. I do. I know that's a minority view. But I think civility is a good thing, and I hope the PGA Tour and the LIV Golf people can learn to coexist or somehow form a union and let golf be the better for it. But who knows? I know that's a very decided minority view, but I guess I'm just hoping against hope. All right, great job out of the whole crew today. Back at it tomorrow. Just some programming notes in the weeks ahead. James Patterson and Mike Lupica, two legendary, a novelist and a columnist and a novelist too. Lupica and Patterson, James Patterson, They're collaborating on yet another book. We're going to get them. As we work towards the Super Bowl, how about Carl Eller, the Viking great, one of the Purple People Eaters, Mike Golic, of course, played at Notre Dame in Philadelphia, ESPN for a long time with Mike and Mike. He'll be on the program as well. For the whole crew, I'm Marty Terrell. Enjoy your night. Thank you, Dominic Jimenez. See you tomorrow.